only talk like the adults in Shaun the Sheep the entire time.
Why is it the way you
talk?
I think that sounds
I'm not
good.
Doing as good of a job as
you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, everybody, welcome to 500.
It's more like, what's his face?
Boomhauer from King of the Hill.
Quarantine.
Oh, you guys like, talking about Sewell Forrester? Live Ladies and gentlemen, the jitty.
It's the suspenders, but yeah. It's really just rubbing his nipples with his thumbs.
Was that you? Zip it out!
It's a simple question.
Our podcast can't be you scream quoting Chris Kattan.
Not do-si-do, but do-si-do.
No, I thought you sounded like what's his face.
We should watch My Cousin Vinny
Fast
again.
And Furious.
Oh, you're doing Vin Diesel? Oh,
yeah.
That's better.
Lady!
That's pretty close, yeah.
Do it.
Not do si do, but do si do. My father. I remember everything about my father. I remember everything about my father. My father could tie a titty. Every Sunday. I remember everything about my father. And if you didn't say grace, I had a drinky poppy.
My father had a drinky papa.
My father had a drinky papa.
Here are the two things. Here are the two things we're referencing: Fast and Furious, starring Vin
he
Diesel.
Made himself laugh on that one.
Most films in that franchise would qualify. Fast and Furious. And the second thing we're referencing is a Saturday Night Live sketch from the late '90s, early 2000s.
Was it even
Chris
recurring?
Kattan.
Did that ever come back?
Yes.
Okay, good.
He played the same character, Sewell Forrester, as a substitute teacher and as a drill sergeant. And they're not as good as the lawyer, because the lawyer sketch has the most perfect
read from Molly Shannon
SNL. Oh my God, she steals it. But it has the most perfect setup for a sketch. A setup that also includes, what's the name of that actress who was the host that week? The woman who was like the prosecution.
Know.
Do you know
no,
who, do you know who I'm talking
about?
She's
the one who hosted that.
She didn't look familiar to me.
She, I think, had a sort of a bigger career in the 90s, but she's been in tons of movies. Wait.
She's not from Sex and the City or something,
she
right?
She was in Born...
is that her?
Born
no,
Supremacy.
Is that Pamela Landy?
Yeah, it's Landy.
Is that Pamela Landy?
Yeah.
It's okay, I gotta look up Pamela
It goes
Landy.
Identity, Supremacy, Ultimatum. Mm-hmm. So she's Born Supremacy and Ultimatum. That's her. Look up that actress. She's
I'm
a great
just
actor.
Type in Pamela Landy.
Great actor. So the way that SNL sketch opens, and it's, yeah, this is turning into a comedy podcast, is that it's so played seriously. And everybody's doing their job. Your Honor, we believe, and they're giving you what the case is. And the only funny part up to that point is Chris Parnell, who is the accused, because he's just going like this. Like, he's like a dumb guy, and he makes a dumb face, because he's supposed to be this guy in the South who's like a dumb idiot. And so he is being...
Joan Allen.
She's great in that sketch. And she doesn't break. And I would be busting up. And also all the members of the jury, which are not like SNL cast members. They're just like those extras. They just have to pretend to like... be listening, very
and
confused.
Not laugh.
And not laugh. It's the funniest thing. And you know the sketch is working when a very common joke, which is sustained, I think, like gets a laugh. Like Tim Meadows as the judge, who mm-hmm. is not a comedic character in that sketch, gets a laugh because the audience is so on board with the premise. They're like, this is so fucking funny. Give us more, give us more, give us more. Until at the end, John Goodman like just
breaks.
I did it. I murdered him. I rest my case. Right. And it's like the perfect ending for that sketch. Yeah, the other one's open, and it's like Chris Kattan comes in as the drill sergeant a little too quick, and they don't do the, they don't. There's not enough setup for him to be the substitute teacher either. For like the classroom of kids, they are all, including Will Ferrell, which he's great at doing this, and he was in the drill sergeant sketch too, where they're pretending like I can't under you know, but
yeah,
man, that courtroom sketch. So good. Anyway, now that I've completely deflated the energy out of the room, welcome to the 500 Greatest Films podcast. My
What's your favorite?
Oh, no.
Huh?
Stop caressing me.
What?
Like Shh. The people in Ready Player One.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm. I got that suit on, baby.
Mm.
I can get touched. We can do an informal review on that movie, too.
Let's throw that in there while we're here. Guys, You can rent 3D movies on goddamn Vudu. And guess what we've been doing? Renting trash.
San Andreas, trash. Ready Player One, trash. Trash.
Jupiter City,
trash, trash, trash.
That's, yeah, San that wasn't Andreas, even fun trash. Yeah.
Better than Ready Player One.
More fun to watch, less visually stunning.
Yes, that's true. But yes. I mean, yes. Yeah, because when a movie is so bad that it gets to be fun...
That's fun.
That's fun. But when a movie's earnestly trying and then it's bad, it's just sad. Mm-hmm. You just kind of
But when we
out.
Can call every line that's going to be said right Good before time. It happens, every plot point right we before rebuild. It happens. Oh my God. What happens now? Long pause. American flag
drops down the from the bridge.
Collapsed Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Close up on the rock. We rebuild.
Amazing. End of movie.
Cut. Amazing. Perfect.
We wrote
ending.
That script in 2 hours' time. We wrote that script as we were watching the movie.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I wish we had a piece of paper where we were writing down what happens scene before.
And then as soon as a character said a line, we would hold it up like, yes, that's what we got.
Yeah.
That's what we got. That's correct.
We're going to give you 85% on that one. But yeah, pretty close. Pretty close.
Pretty close. Pretty close. My name is Hector Navarro. Sitting to my left is the Sean the Sheep to my... What was the character's like? Fritz the dog? Like the,
I don't know
the,
what his
the
name
sheepdog?
Was.
Whatever. What None of the names dogs? Of the characters were said.
He's
but that's me.
Your sheep to your dog?
He's the sheep to my dog. I'm always wrangling him up, and he's always adorably wearing sweaters.
You gotta wrangle me.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Keller Knobloch.
I got a weird haircut.
Say hi, Keller.
Hi.
Our guest tonight, return guest, continuing guest for the Wallace and Gromit franchise series. We're now deviating from Wallace and Gromit himself. We're in the Shaun the Sheep era. Miss Chelsea Pine. Chelsea?
Hi. Hi.
Good to have you back. Good to have you back. Let's get this out of the way. Let's jump into the Shaun the Sheep, the Shaun the Sheep movie.
Shaun the Sheep movie.
It's called Shaun the Sheep movie, right?
Shaun the Sheep movie or Shaun the Sheep the movie?
Is it the Shaun the Sheep movie? No, I think it's Shaun the Sheep movie.
I think we gotta stop saying because if we say Shaun the Sheep any more times.
It's Shaun the Sheep movie.
Okay. Not it's even almost the, like, there's not even a the?
No, it's, look at this. I sent it to you correctly, but look at that. It's almost as if the movie is called Shaun, and then it says, it's the sheep movie. You're watching Shaun, the sheep movie. Okay.
And then there the should next be a
one.
Colon.
The next one is a Shaun the Sheep movie, colon.
Farmageddon.
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 Great title.
I'm so scared what's going to happen.
Everybody dies.
RPD.
What did you think? It's like it's like Thor Ragnarok. Everybody dies. Okay.
We rebuild.
What do we do now, Sean? Translation, we rebuild. Keller, can you hand the phone to the most British man in the world, Sir Giles, so he can tell us about the movie we're talking about tonight? And then, what happened? Are you getting attacked by cats?
I just cracked my ankle and it hurt.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried
yoga? I've been waiting to do that for weeks.
Really?
Is that weird?
Me too.
I should get back into yoga.
It's hard. When you do 30 days of yoga with Adrian on YouTube, and then you don't do it for a week, and you just come back to day 15, you're going to get fucked up.
Yeah.
Because she's going off of day 14. Like, you might as well restart because your body's like,
your body's
what?
Not ready for it.
That's what she tells you to do.
I know. But, you know, we're overachievers, Abby. And
hey, Adrian, we just talked about you on here, so maybe send us a little
send us
money.
Send us a t-shirt. They'll send us a little money.
Yeah, a yoga mat.
Come on. We know you're living it up in Texas. Come some on. Pants. Send us some money.
Yeah.
Your website's the best, Adrian. You're the best. You're best in the biz.
Best
and it's
in the
honestly,
biz.
It's because of Benji. Benji's the best. Mm-hmm. Sorry, but you know that.
From Mission Impossible.
No disrespect. Benji, played by Simon Pegg, Benji Dunn, is the best.
See, if I'd known that he was in those yoga videos, I'd have been doing yoga a long time ago. I'd be like, this is great. I know it's part of the world.
Did you ever see Run, Fat Boy, Run?
Yeah.
It was good.
It was good, and it's funny.
I want to rewatch it. Add that to the list.
Okay. Right now?
Yeah, do it right now.
Okay. Giles, hold on a second.
Yeah, hang on. Sir. Hang, give him the phone back.
Giles, hold on a second. Yeah,
give so, him back. And just read what we have on the list right now. Just read it for the listeners. This is a personal list of the four of us and movies we want to watch.
Wait, I got to add some more things.
Yeah, what else are we adding on there?
You just told me to add.
Run, Fat Boy, Run. Spanglish.
That's already on here.
Beautiful. Warriors of Virtue.
That's not on here.
Put it on there.
Working on it.
City Slickers 2, Legend of Curly's Gold.
Duh.
On there. All the 3D movies, I have the list of that. So don't worry about Vudu. I got all of that. Okay. I got all of it listed out.
Okay.
What's on the list?
Oh, we can get rid of Klaus.
We can, we watch Klaus. That's right.
The Mask of Zorro.
Keep it.
Blade 2 3.
Keep him.
Spanglish.
Yep, good.
City Slickers 2.
The Legend of Curly's Gold. Keep.
When Mary Het Sally.
When Mary Het Sally. Good movie. can you also put on the Setting Winger? Can you put that on there?
Ooh, Setting Winger isn't on here.
Saddam Handler is really good in that.
He is. Mm-hmm. He is.
Saddam Handler.
Your wedding singer. That was my Adam Sandler impression.
It's pretty good. You know what else? Put that other bad Adam Sandler movie on there, the Halloween thing.
Hoobie.
I'm not finishing
it. No, but I will. Keller and I will do it.
Yeah, I will. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I got to add Doolittle.
Yep, add that on there.
I got to add Jingle Jangle.
Yep.
That one's going to be good.
Yeah. We've seen The Witches already. That's not on there, right?
Nope.
Okay, we saw the new The Witches on HBO Max. What else is on there?
Citizen Kane.
Yep, and Mank.
Mank!
Okay. What else? Is that everything?
Oh, what for was now? That new one I wanted to see? Oh, well, there's a new Anthony Hopkins film, but I think it...
Ah, yes, Thor.
Yeah.
Good film.
We're going to watch Thor Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it's called, but... Oh, Elise. E-L-Y-S-E. I want to put that on there.
It's on the least.
It's on the least. I added a least to the least. I added it
to the least.
Okay. All right. Enough chit-chat. Hand that phone over to Sir Giles. He's looking pretty impatient. He wants to go have some custard. Okay. Hand the phone to Sir Giles.
We're fresh out of custard.
Yeah. What do you have for him? What British treat do you have for him?
Huh?
What British treat do you have for him?
We don't have those here. He keeps asking me to get jammy Dodgers, crumpets. What's another one? Digestives. It's like, dude, I don't need to help you take a shit. I don't want to hear about it, dude.
Okay. Marmalade.
Marmalade on my digestives. For heat high oil.
Kidney.
That's my impression.
Just a human kidney he just wants to eat.
Giles.
It wasn't very good. What else sounds like a British treat? You guys would know, you're watching all the baking off.
Yeah.
Oh, treat?
Yeah.
Banoffee pie.
Not just a British thing.
Meat pies.
Sticky
toffee pudding.
Steamed pudding.
Same British dessert. Bangers and mash.
With a Texan accent.
Fish and chips.
Hey, what's your favorite movie about a little bear?
I like Paddington 2.
Who's your favorite actor in that?
That's hard. Hugh. Maybe. Ben Whishaw.
Ben Whishaw. Pretty good.
Sally. I forgot her last name. What's her last name?
Hawkins.
Hawkins.
Stella
Hawkins. She's great in The Shape of Water.
Mm-hmm.
I love her in that.
Oh, Hugh Grant.
He's pretty good.
I fucking All right. Sorry. Love Hugh Grant.
Sorry, Giles. We're taking up your night.
Shaun the Sheep.
Here we go. Hand it up to Sir Giles. Sir Giles, what movie are we talking about tonight?
Shaun the Sheep movie, 2015.
And take two.
You know what, Giles? Hang on.
Directors. Okay. Mark Burton and Richard Starzak. Warm, funny, and brilliantly animated. Shaun the Sheep is yet another stop-motion jewel in Aardman's family-friendly crown. Wow.
Pretty accurate. I mean...
I couldn't fault that.
Mm-mm. Correct. The thing is...
It's warm.
It is.
Not too warm, otherwise all that clay would melt. That'd be bad.
What a dumb joke. Okay. True. I thought you were going to go with like a sheep's sweater being warm, but...
Hey, I don't know how they didn't... those little bodies didn't melt all over the
place.
Yeah,
you went with the process.
All over the place.
The process of the film. That's funny. That's how you make a good Aardman joke. It's warm. What else?
Funny.
It is.
I got no joke to make about that.
There are some good bits, but they...
There's no standout bit like in the old things.
Or sequence.
Sequence.
That's what it is. There's no standout sequence, but there are some good... jokes, and it's impressive.
That guy farting got us all real good.
Little hot, tight little, real mean little,
it's a hot little number.
Little high, one of those guys.
Had some pitch.
It's almost like that. It's that level of hot. Yeah, that was funny.
Like someone stepped on a snake.
And normally a fart joke in a kid's movie, and this is a PG film. This is definitely, I mean, I guess all the rest of the Wallace and Gromits are as well. But right out of the gate, I think it's safe to say it's fair.
that this is for a younger audience, like of little kids.
Yes.
I think that's what the show is for. I think that that's why Shaun the Sheep, eventually the TV show, has a spinoff, which is Timmy Time, which is like the smaller sheep even, and it's Timmy Time going to school with other baby animals. Mm-hmm. So it's like...
Sounds great.
It's like almost preschool of that level. It does sound great, and it's all stop motion, and it's like adorable. Like, remember that part where that porcupine or whatever got like...
Fluff on him, fluff and he looked like old.
Yeah.
Old
man. Imagine that porcupine, but smaller with bigger eyes. Like, it's cute. It's cute.
On board.
So... It's made for a younger audience, but it's still better quality animated project than most things for that same audience. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
It's not like dumb.
No, it's not. It's silly.
It's not talking down.
No, it's not. No, it's expecting a kid to pay attention and to follow along with their reasoning skills and understanding of what's happening. And then it pays off with good jokes and... You know, intense, spooky, scary moments, but not really
intense.
Just, you know,
spooky, scary, yeah. And a couple weird pop songs and thrown in. Mm-hmm. Chelsea, overall thoughts?
Yeah,
it was really cool. I won't say it's like an ultimate fun time.
What would you say is an ultimate fun time?
San Andreas.
Yeah, that's an ultimate fun.
That's time. A great question.
I didn't...
City Slickers. Ultimate fun time.
Not even.
What are you talking about?
I would put San Andreas above that.
There can be more than one ultimate fun time.
Fun.
Yeah, but I don't know if it was an ultimate fun time.
What about that baby cow? And like, he brings it home with a baby cow? Nothing's more ultimately fun than a baby cow coming home to New York City.
That was cute. But
to New York City? Where's that movie?
Here's what I'm thinking.
If that cow doesn't come back in City Slickers 2...
It's. I know. That's a good point.
You should see Keller's eyes. He's so concerned.
He's really concerned. Here's the thing. For me.
Just kidding. I know it comes back.
When you say ultimate fun time.
At stakes.
Hot Rod. That's the movie that is the
ultimate.
It's just like.
Fun time.
You just want to have a fun time. You're going to put that movie on. That's ultimate
fun time. I'm trying
to
think of something that is as much of a insane time as San Andreas.
Mm-hmm.
But good.
Also good.
Impossible. Maybe Fast Five.
Yes.
That's an ultimate fun time.
That's the same
time.
Thing.
Maybe.
But
you know?
I wouldn't say it's
like,
good.
Imagine if San Andreas was self-aware.
I also don't think Fast Five is a good movie
but
to
it
be
knows
taken
that
seriously.
It's
but it's
a crazy time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It
yeah.
does what it's aiming to mm-hmm. do.
Correct.
But I just had high expectations for
you
this
did.
Too, though.
Yeah, it's
That's
not
also
Fast
why.
Five.
What and kind also of... had like one of those sad days, just a bad day, and I was like, this is going to cheer me up. And it didn't.
Yeah, me too, dude.
It didn't.
Yeah. Let's get real. Let's get real on this podcast.
Let's
kind
bring
of
it down.
Crumb day. What kind of expectations did you have, Chelsea? Were you just expecting it to be a sort of charming, clever, funny, just like the Wallace and Gromit's?
I think just the story to be better. Mm-hmm. I didn't really enjoy the story arc or like the jokes aren't as funny either. I didn't laugh much besides maybe at the fart, and that says a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I laughed at the porcupine with the mustache.
I laughed when the guy got his head caught in the big fake horse and it was like in the butthole of the horse.
When it was,
like,
when it was a horse butthole, that was funny.
Yeah, it was.
I like the farts in the buttholes in this movie.
Those are my favorite parts.
You're the target audience.
Yeah, I guess so. It hit me right square
don't you guys,
in the jaw.
Don't you guys remember you looked over me and I was going... like... smiling, and then I pooped my diaper.
Yeah. That was There's great. Green stuff all over your bib.
Well, I also, in case somebody's listening to this and they didn't watch Shaun the Sheep along with us, I'm not going to shame you, but
it is a beautiful film.
Mm-hmm. Of course, mm-hmm. Nobody's saying it's not. The animation
and
is
technically, yeah. like we go into a city. There's so many more elements that is impressive.
True. But I want to make it clear: this movie had no dialogue at all.
Oh yeah,
that is the biggest difference.
Hurdle.
It's a success for that.
Yes, and it's a hurdle. Mm-hmm. And as we were watching it, Keller was like, this thing isn't a movie, it's just a bunch of segments of shorts put together. And I was like, yeah, it kind of is. It's a movie of the TV series. And the TV series is that, except they do it in 20 minutes. They have three different segments in a 20-minute show. And they're just nonverbal, very physical comedy little segments where in this episode a goat shows up and eats a bunch of stuff on the farm. Okay, then so Shaun and the crew are going to deal with it for the 20 minutes and they try to help the farmer because the farmer's like an oblivious idiot, you know. In this episode whatever, whatever. You could just look up the episode descriptions and it's very straightforward. Mm-hmm. But for that show to go as many seasons as it did, and then they, I think they even got a second series or whatever, but it, I think it went like 6 or 7 seasons. They had a TV special. They had another TV special. Then they did this movie. Then they did the Farmageddon movie. And I think they're doing another TV special next year, like a 30 minute or an hour long special, but it's all of it is stop motion animated, which is crazy. So I feel like,
and no dialogue,
and no dialogue. So at this point, mm-hmm. the Aardman folks have worked on more Shaun the Sheep than Wallace and Gromit mm-hmm. put together. Right.
That which makes me yeah. sad, but I yeah. guess business wise, if your target audience is now the preschoolers, there sure. are more parents that are willing to watch this than Wallace and Gromit.
Maybe. I sure. I mean, you
this
know,
this is very listenable for a parent.
Yeah. Oh, it's heaven. I
throw
bet.
This on in the background and just listen to some
noises music.
And fancy music.
That's it. And no talking. Or, not to say that Wallace's voice is annoying or whatever. Like, it's lovely. It's super funny.
It can be a yeah. lot if you hear cheese too many times.
That's
so.
True. If it's
there's not that many times he says yeah.
cheese.
But I
plenty
think
of times.
I think in the few moments where Wallace and Gromit was able to have funny writing with like a pun, play on words, a joke like that, a verbal joke, a little bit of character acting, or as we saw in the Curse of the Were-Rabbit movie, like great performances from Ralph Fiennes and Helena Bonham Carter, and they were funny. Doing over-the-top characters and mm-hmm. stuff. Like, we're not going to get any of that in Shaun the Sheep.
No. Mm-hmm.
So it's a hurdle, like you said, Chelsea. It's a hurdle for adult people with adult brains to watch this and to get super invested. That was never going to happen.
True.
You know, it was...
But also, I think it could happen.
But the story wasn't compelling enough or cute enough or as sophisticated as Wallace and Gromit. That's why.
That's a great point. Sophisticated. Because when you just said that a second ago, Keller, I thought, what is something that is silent, like, you know, no dialogue, storytelling, animated or not, in recent years that we were like super
attached to? I don't
know about
in recent years.
Primal.
Like, oh, yeah.
It's a dumb...
fucking primal.
It's a dumb thing to bring up. And I think I made that joke about...
You what? Hope that Shaun the Sheep is like Primal.
Reminded me of Primal. I forgot where I
said...
Yeah. Was it on this? Was it on this show?
It wasn't on this episode, but we talked about it earlier.
We did.
I said
today.
You said yeah. it's all silent, and I said like yeah. Primal,
and I was like,
I hope this reminds me of Primal.
Yeah, because I had seen a little of the
but
TV
that's
show.
Also, I mean,
totally
I guess it
different.
Is, yeah, not totally different, but I'm again just comparing a series to a movie
mm-hmm.
again. So you mm-hmm. can compare it to maybe the Shaun the Sheep series. They mm-hmm. both work in storytelling, but when you expand it to a movie, would Primal work?
I think Primal would work.
I don't, you know what?
Hector and I watched
the first five. We did kind of marathon.
In a
that's true.
Straight shot.
And that's true. Worked. But it is a lot.
And it is a little bit like what I'm talking about, how it's just like vignette. You're
yes,
jumping around.
It would be vignettes. You couldn't do a one through line story for an hour and a half with Spear and Fang.
I think
and
you
it's
could.
And it's one like thing that they're dealing with or one threat. It might be a little much. That's kind of the reason that
but also the show doesn't really have a goal.
Correct. It doesn't have like a bad guy
place
villain
they're trying to get to.
Correct. As we've been watching Primal, I have like vocally been like, "No, let's just do one a day because I feel like I just want to sit with one episode of that show for one day and then wait as opposed to tacking on another part and then letting it blend a little because mm-hmm. I'm like, I really want to sit here and think about that weird episode we just watched with the zombie dinosaurs or the one with the time traveling witches. Ladies, but then like lost kids and just sit there and think about that and take a day and before we jump
so,
into the next
so,
one.
So sad.
So sad. I can't think of other things that have really caught fire that have been like silent, like The Artist in 2012,
yeah, but
years
that.
Ago. It's good, but it's a one-timer. It's a movie that made an impact at the Oscars, and then that's
it's
it. Nobody
about Hollywood also.
Yeah, but nobody talks about it. Nobody, you know, because you can't quote it. You can't. No, I'm just laughing about The Artist. I'm not laughing at our dumb cats. She probably pooped in sand. What do you want?
Get out of here.
What? There are some movies I wish they'd turn into silent movies.
Did you just look up silent movies?
I'm looking up for recent silent movies.
Mad
like
Max
if
would
they had
work.
Done the Mad Max Black and White only score.
Oh my God.
Would have been amazing.
It would have.
That also is storytelling that you get without dialogue.
And those kinds of stories at that level of like movie making, they do incredibly well all around the world because they're. Yeah.
Because that's, you know, that's how they're designed. That's
also what you were saying with Shaun the Sheep. Mm-hmm. Seems like mm-hmm. global audience there. It's easier to sell.
Yep. Illumination Entertainment with the Minions. That's mm-hmm. a French animation studio.
That's
almost studio.
Entirely, that's basically a silent movie, the Minions movies.
Well, I haven't seen the Minions movie.
They're kind of like this, though, in that they don't,
yeah,
like they have banana. Subtitles. They don't talk. Yeah. Oh, they have subtitles?
Yeah.
But they do little, them, yeah. whatever, gibberish, but the segments of the little segments of the Minions in the Despicable Me movies are basically what we're talking about.
Silent they're like, comedy, but it's Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, they're little silent comedy things. That's another one that's coming out too. That's gonna yeah. Like,
they're gonna be in a talking world, and that's gonna correct. Be weird. Yeah. And it if is. They give them
do
voices,
the, do you see the trailer for that?
I'll be mm-mm. pissed,
dude. It's a trip.
If they give them voices, I'm gonna be mad.
I don't think they will. Do you they remember? Better not. Do you remember the Tom and Jerry movie from when we were kids that was fully animated? From the when magic. I was a kid.
Ring one?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think that was a direct-to-video movie. That was a movie that came out when I was a child, and you guys were just sperms, or probably. That's it. You guys were maybe sperms and eggs, maybe.
Maybe.
But there was a movie that was called The Tom and Jerry Movie, and they spoke in it, and it was fully animated, and it was the most frustrating
thing. Tom and Jerry, the movie from 1992?
Yeah, it was the most frustrating thing as a kid to watch it. Because
it's on HBO Max.
Add it to the list. Because they start talking, and the revelation is...
Oh, my God.
You do remember this?
Richard Kind is Tom.
Wow. Richard Kind from everything. From Cars.
I can't even put that yeah, into
he's like,
it.
Like Tom starts Jerry? Talking. Jerry starts talking, and it's like, wait a minute, you can talk? Yeah, you can talk? Well, how come you never talk? Well, I never talked because you never did for like the years that they'd known each other. And as a child, I was like mad. I'm like, this sucks. This I hate this. This is
it's like
dumb...
when you saw the trailer for Snow Dogs and then you go see it and the dogs don't talk.
Or better yet, I watched the trailer for Black Beauty. The new Disney Plus movie.
And you're like, this is going to be great.
And I was like, this looks great for young girls. Like, this looks really emotional and well done. And
Flicka,
the horse,
too.
The horse looks beautiful. It's like this. It looks like a pony or a smaller, you know, it's a pretty small horse. So I'm like, that's an adolescent horse. Anyway, it looked like
teen
it was
horse.
A well-shot movie. And then at the end of the credits.
That's my favorite Teen Wolf spinoff, by the way.
In the trailer.
In the trailer, but like during the, like the, you know.
Coming
you know,
soon.
Directed by those quick flashes. The last one said
starring blah, blah, blah.
Starring Kate Winslet as the voice of Black Beauty. I went, what?
Huh? How's it gonna work?
Why
it's gonna be
I
like Aragon where only she can talk?
Why didn't I hear that in the trailer, dude?
Is it gonna be like
what kind of movie is that?
In that Ivan movie where yeah. they talk but
to each other?
There's not gonna be talking to humans, right?
I don't know.
I'm hoping it's Kate
that
Winslet
Ivan movie was
at
good.
Least
yeah.
The one just and only narrating the movie and being like, and then she found me, and I
was
and,
that horse,
yeah,
like that.
And we both fit on the door.
I don't know, dude.
And the Black Beauty,
the
horse I've been telling you about throughout this movie, because I'm the narrator.
It's
I am
me
that
the
horse.
Entire time.
It's me that horse.
It's me the entire time.
Now, excuse me, I have to eat a carrot.
I broke my ankle. I'm gonna be glued. What?
How are you?
No.
How are you smart enough to talk like Kate Winslet?
They have an old Yeller ending. It's sad.
Black Beauty?
I don't know.
Oh. Anyway, let's watch it. But did you add?
Do you remember when Old Yeller was a real movie?
Yeah. Did you add the Tom and Jerry movie to the list?
Sorry, I didn't. It's Tom and Jerry the movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
I kept getting confused with the Tom and Jerry Kids new show. Where it was Tom and Jerry Kids, where they were babies. They were like,
oh, yeah.
That?
I do remember that.
Tom is like a...
And it's like, what if we could make Jerry even smaller?
A little Kit Kat. And Jerry is a little... And that was like in the same hour as the Flintstone Kids, where they all knew each other as kids.
Which is so stupid.
Just in the 80s, they started making everything babies.
Yes, Muppet Babies.
Flintstones Babies.
A Pup Named Scooby-Doo, which I thought was good, but it's the same exact idea.
Like the wheel isn't invented yet.
It's all square wheels. One of these days, Barney, I'm gonna make a wheel. Anyway,
yeah, Fred, I pooped my diaper.
Time to go to no. They had like little kid voices, I think.
Well, you started it.
I know. I did it wrong. I did it wrong.
I want to hear Jackie Gleason do a little kid voice.
I know, right? Biff, bam, pow, domestic abuse is what he was joking about. Oh,
Biff,
boy.
Bam, pow.
Chelsea, give me one thing that you really liked about Shaun the Sheep movie and one thing that you disliked. You've already kind of talked about the story didn't grab you. So if you want to skip that, you can. But was there anything that jumped out as something that you liked?
I just like the two characters that they do lean on. Like you said, Timmy gets his own show.
Mm-hmm. Later, yeah.
I think they're well designed. It's well animated.
Super Timmy as a sheep backpack is funny.
Yeah. They're cute and compelling, but just they didn't lean into that in the story.
Yeah.
And also it doesn't take long. It takes a long time for them to get to the city. Mm-hmm. First off, he goes to the city. Farmer goes to the city. And then they're going to be like, well, let's fucking wreck the house. Have a good time. It just takes a while to get going. And then once it gets going, it's like, are we going now?
It's a slow pace, man. It's not a, yeah, it's a,
but it's not
it's
even
an hour and 20 minutes.
It's just structured weird.
It almost felt as long as Ready Player One.
Yeah.
And Ready Player One's a 2 hour, 2.5 hour
movie. And we wanted to die when we were watching that. Like, how, there's got to, this is the last 20 minutes, right?
And we're like,
an hour left.
But I did enjoy Shaun the Sheep movie more than Ready Player One. But it's like I was saying, it's a movie made for people that are already familiar with the show, I think.
Mm-hmm.
If you're already watching, you can't just jump into this because it's a companion piece to the show. It's like if somebody were to watch the Rugrats movie before any episode of the Rugrats, I'm like, what are you doing? You got to watch the Rugrats show.
True. You have to. Or the Hey Arnold movie.
Yeah, I'm like, you can't just cut to the Hey Arnold. You got to watch Hey Arnold. You have to, you know, if you're a kid or a family with a kid that is watching that show, then this movie's for you.
I'm trying to think of example where the movie could be an introduction.
Mission Impossible? I don't know.
Not like that. I'm talking like maybe Pokemon. SpongeBob.
Maybe.
Well, maybe Pokemon, they eventually just made the story of Pokemon into a movie, didn't they?
No, I'm saying where you can watch the movie before the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Probably. Probably. But that feels a little bit, it's similar because I'm like, I can't recommend Shaun the Sheep or Pokemon the first movie or that newer Pokemon movie or the Rugrats movie. I can't recommend any of these types of movies, the Hey Arnold movie, as real, legitimate movies to people that have never seen any of it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Like, in the marketing department, too, it's like, okay, this is a successful thing. This is the audience.
Yeah.
These are our target audience watch it. Not We're not trying us. To get new
Correct,
viewers.
Correct, correct.
But I would even say this probably works better in that sense then.
What do you mean?
Like, you don't have to have seen the show.
No.
There's so much in like the SpongeBob movie that references SpongeBob episodes or whatever.
Maybe,
like, him working at the Krusty Krab, all that stuff.
Sure, sure.
And this, you don't need anything going in.
No, not really. I saw one episode.
It gives
episode
you everything out. And it even lays out when they were children.
Yeah.
And we see Baby Sean and Baby
little,
Dog.
The origin, yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing that I had a question about, which I looked up and found the answer on Wikipedia.
I didn't find a single reference to Wallace and Gromit.
There will never be one because Shaun the Sheep shows up, like when he's in his short, A Close Shave, at the end of that short film.
He's been stolen.
Correct. At the end of that short film, he's with Wallace and Gromit.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a prequel?
No. And then in one of the episodes of Wallace and Gromit's Cracking Contraptions, which they're like 3-minute shorts and there's 10 of them, in one of the later episodes, Shaun shows up and eats some cheese. And Wallace is like, no, like he's upset. And Sean's just like, with the sweater, little sheep eating some cheese. And that's it. There's no explanation for how he was there. Like, so at that point, he's a part of that little family.
Mm-hmm.
On Wikipedia, it said, up to this point, there have been no explanations for how Shaun or the herd was returned to the farmer. Because we just watched this movie, and so it established the farmer had him when they were babies.
Mm-hmm.
At some point,
so
they got out.
No way cares about continuity.
I don't think so. But at some point, they got out. Had this
Someone
adventure
was stolen,
with Wallace and Gromit.
Brought, and then they got
And then somehow
back.
Came back. Because Shaun has his hair back. He has his coat back.
Well, it's probably when they started their bakery
and
business.
Oh, and then he dipped out?
Yeah.
He's dipped like, hey, out.
It's
I'm
like,
gonna,
I'm not into bread.
Yeah. Hey, were rabbits? Too scary for my blood.
I won't
you know,
be in this one.
I'm out of here.
I'm going home.
I hate rabbits.
Yeah. They're too scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we pretty much hit this one over the head. It's fine, it's good,
mm-hmm.
but it's a fun time.
But I think what I'm trying to say is to achieve the most enjoyment out of this project, the most potential enjoyment out of this project.
But this is the way you feel about everything.
Most things, yeah.
I don't think
everything that is a part of a thing. Do you see what I'm saying? Everything that's an adaptation of a thing, you got to have some familiarity. Like, that's all I'm saying. And
for the most part,
for the most part, and
almost
this, like even with Marvel movies, I'm like, listen,
I'm not reading old Thor.
No, you don't, but to get the most enjoyment out of a dumb little moment, out of a little joke where he mentions Donald Blake, I'm like, you should at least have a familiarity.
But no one will
have that, and therefore
regular people won't.
That is a joke fans. For you.
Correct.
So if you're saying to all get I'm the most enjoyment,
to get to my level,
if exactly. you're talking about retroactive enjoyment, though, yeah. who knows if it's all worth it to get there?
I don't know.
In your case, yes.
You know what's
it has
weird?
Become your life mission.
You've been watching The Mandalorian, right?
I am behind 3 episodes.
Okay, so did you see the one with you saw the one with Katie Sackhoff? You just watched that one?
No.
Bo-Katan. You didn't see that one?
Yes.
The one with the red hair?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a cartoon character.
Yeah. And then there's another cartoon character that came into it.
Correct. So in The Mandalorian, they're introducing characters that are from Star Wars cartoons. So this conversation's happening right now in Star Wars fandom, where it's like, to get the most interesting, you don't
say
need to. You don't have to. Not necessary.
I love nothing but, more than conversations in the Star Wars.
They're the worst. They're often the worst but thing in the world.
I think there's a difference. I don't think it's the right word you're using, enjoyment.
Yeah.
You can enjoy this.
Correct.
To get the most knowledge out of it, I don't know.
And I guess I'm equating knowledge with enjoyment.
Yeah, bang like, bang for know. Buck.
Bang yeah.
For, I don't know.
Even saying to get the most out of is unfair.
I was able to yeah. fully absorb everything.
Because it's not, or even to say like to really appreciate it the most. It's like, look.
Nothing people, bounced off of my knowledge.
People who.
It all yeah, came in.
People who have not seen the Star Wars cartoons can watch that show and be fine. And they will enjoy it the most they can enjoy it, right? At 100% enjoyment level. The episode's over. They go, wow, that was awesome. I'm going to live my life. The conversation that's been happening is. If you
asshole
wanted,
fans.
Right, and if you wanted to know more, if you wanted to do the homework, if you wanted to dive in, if you wanted to, you know, get really, really, you know, familiar, and to have a moment where the character, the cartoon character, says something that's referencing something from the cartoon, if you want that little feeling of, oh, I know that. I know what that's from. Whoa, I remember. I watched
only
the cartoon.
Only nerds care about that.
I guess so.
I
but
don't think it matters.
What's the
I'm
difference?
I'm looking at you like you're crazy.
I know, but what's the difference between that and a person watching a sequel without having seen the part one? I'll give you a perfect example. Terminator 2. Somebody jumps in to watch Terminator 2. Arnold is the good guy.
I did that.
You did. But had you ever seen the first Terminator?
No.
Hadn't seen the first Terminator.
Hector,
what about this?
Proved wrong.
Huh?
Proved wrong just now.
Yes and no, but what about this?
She enjoyed it.
But
she didn't get the most enjoyment, but also maybe more enjoyment.
All I had to do was like two liners from Hector telling me what happened in the first one.
That's
also,
true.
They show you what happens in the first one 3 times.
Kind of, yeah. So let me because Chelsea is the person who I'm talking about for that example, let me have an example where Chelsea will be the person that is on my side for this other example. What if a person were to see...
Chelsea, don't be on his side.
What if a person were to see Terminator Dark Fate? Terminator Dark Fate with Linda Hamilton when she's old. The third in that series or whatever. Mm-hmm. Older Linda Hamilton.
Or
Arnold
Halloween.
Coming back. Mm. Or like the new Halloween, Jamie Lee Curtis. Now, again, I'm not saying those movies don't work on their own. Of course they do. But
it was so much fun to watch the new Halloween. Like, that's the one that I will...
Yeah.
Especially since we saw Halloween
right after the original. Yeah.
Sitting next to you when we saw the new one. And it shows his body not there anymore. You went, it's like the other one.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, okay,
that's what
okay.
I'm talking about. That's
okay.
exactly what I'm talking about.
But
so,
that's
new
that's
Halloween,
not the same thing.
I think
as
it is.
Star Wars fans.
It's not the same thing as having read all the comic books.
No, it's
like
not.
Like someone can go into Lord of the Rings.
Absolutely. Because listen, I haven't read all the comic books. I'm not going to sit here and
you've read all the encyclopedias, which aggregates the
shit. Mostly, but all I'm saying is with comic book stuff, it's different because they have been transmuted so many times that you will...
they're just going to change it in the movie anyway.
If you decide to become a fan of comic books, let's say, or a fan of video games, you've played enough Assassin's Creed games. Maybe not every single one.
That I don't like that movie.
Maybe not every single one. Maybe not every single... You haven't... You know, if you play a Halo video game, you haven't read every Halo book. Who cares? But if you've decided to like get into a thing,
I think you've done it enough... To read,
I got the right vocabulary for this now, guys.
Based off of something,
I got the right vocabulary.
Like, go.
So, ultimate fun time watching Halloween, then Halloween 2.
Mm-hmm.
Fun time.
Exactly.
So it's not like
They're both fun times.
But
you're having a fun time, but it's not the ultimate fun time.
But one is ultimate fun time.
That's the way to fucking bring it back, Chelsea.
That's a good way to
do it. Damn, that was full circle.
Hey, I'm glad you brought up the Halloween example.
Because
I honestly was like, I lost her with Terminator. I lost her. Because here's the funny thing. I first saw Terminator 2 as a kid first. I did too. And that was my entry point, is to like, Arnold's the good guy. And it was awesome. And only years later did I see the original where he's the bad guy. And I went, oh, I can see how that could have added to the experience for those first time viewers to go to the theater and go, oh my God, I was expecting him to be the bad guy. He's now the good guy. This is sick. Like, I could have understand that context, but I didn't even have it.
But you had a good time.
Absolutely.
Not ultimate good time.
And then eventually I look at those like three Terminator movies I like as an ultimate good time, because I'm like into those three.
That's a perfect trifecta.
Yeah, that's it.
I would watch that 1-2-3 punch.
Ooh, it's a good 1-2-3 punch.
It's a good 1-2-3 punch.
Just as long as we don't have to go in the Universal Terminator. No,
that was
weird. You need to conquer your fears.
It was fun though.
Okay. I've never been on it.
It's not even there anymore.
It's not, but it's
scary. I think it's the Simpsons ride now.
Oh.
I think.
That's bad.
It was frightening.
The Terminator, right?
I'm going to say it.
It was one of those 3D experiences.
And they really push it.
I don't want you guys to be mad.
From the ceiling.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like Universal Studios.
I don't.
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean,
it's all just like sit in a chair and the chair moves.
I have a lot of
3D thing happens.
I have a lot of mixed feelings about it.
I like the Flight of the Hippogriff.
I haven't been the Flight of the Hippogriff. I like the Harry Potter, right?
Harry Potter?
Yeah. What do you call it?
Roller coaster.
No. Yeah, but
one of the ones that just uses its own momentum
that's
fun. Mm-hmm. When there's like a cool thing, like element that I know about the technicality of a ride, I like it. Like Luigi's dance thing. It's so fun. It's a trackless ride. It's all programmed. It's crazy.
Wait, what? At Cars Land?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the first trackless ride. It's all robots.
But it's trackless?
Yeah, you're just on a cement thing and the cars just have programmed wheels to do these dances.
It's basically
it doesn't have to be on a track.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's cool.
Right.
It's a Tesla.
I love that stuff.
At Disneyland.
I like some things at Universal Studios, but ultimately I feel as though, hey, you guys should be making movies here.
I feel like I like everything but the rides. I like the tour.
That's probably my favorite thing there. Because I'm like so interested in the movie making. And then the fact that there's a whole theme park there, I'm like, this is in y'all's way. This should not be.
Well, like the fact that they like will rebuild the Hogsmeade set, that's cool. The fact that they'll rebuild Simpsons.
The coolest thing is that you can go to Ollivander's in Hogwarts Land.
It's
but
very
I don't
cool.
care really much for the rides.
And listen.
And Butterbeer's too sweet.
I appreciate that Universal tried to grab as much.
I bought a wand. What are we going to do? I bought every Harry Potter book there.
At what? At Harry Potter Land?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you had all the stuff, and it's small. What I was going to say was, I appreciate that Universal Studios tried to absorb, like it was Akira, all of the cool franchises. Like, we got Simpsons, we got Transformers.
But they don't have enough of any of it.
And a few of them, even like the new Nintendo Land that's opening, I'm like, that should be its own theme park. Not a part of Universal Studios.
Oh,
they're opening one in Japan, and they're doing it in
LA.
It
should be straight up Mushroom Kingdom,
Hyrule. Nintendo
and then
Land
you go
should
to
be a whole theme park.
They should have built it around Disneyland and had Hyrule Castle right smack dab.
I mean, like the Harry Potter land, that Harry Potter area should be a whole theme park. I think that the Harry Potter Wizarding World is strong enough to like do a whole theme park around it.
Build Hogwarts.
A whole honestly, why didn't they do that? Well, I don't know why. It's weird. And also, why wasn't Harry Potter at Six Flags? Because Six Flags is like the Warner Brothers theme park.
Probably because they're like, they get what they have, no more, because right now they look like Hollywood Boulevard.
What, Six Flags?
Six Flags looks like the people who dress up as superheroes on Hollywood Boulevard.
It's a real bummer. It's a real bummer. Chelsea, what were your overall thoughts on the first time you watched Ready Player One in 3D?
Say a good thing first. She can't.
What did I feel like I did say one good thing last.
The race was cool.
You like the dress that she had on.
Oh, the animation, particularly when
she's flying around
and
the red's trailing behind her.
Mm-hmm.
Hated the skin. Hated the avatar skin.
Oh,
not
Artemis?
Enough moisturizer in this movie.
No, of the, what's his face, dude?
Parzival.
Yikes. Isn't that the worst already?
Yeah.
Parzival. Oh, like the knight who did the thing that has the thing?
Oh my God, shut up.
Adventure. Adventure was a video game designed to the...
Okay.
I love that they tell... They
twice,
basically...
Two times. Multiple times.
There's a couple straight up digs on its own property.
I don't know.
It has to be, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because there's a couple times where it does what the book does and just explain things.
I think the movie
acknowledges...
And then
it's like, shut up.
I think the movie acknowledges this would be a bad movie if we just did this. the way they do it in the book. So we're done. How long we're done explaining.
Would the book be if it didn't do that? It'd be like 50 pages.
Yeah.
It's a solid 200 or something.
Yeah.
And
if it just said like
this. Oh, I hated the music.
Alan Silvestri.
I like 80s music, but.
I didn't like this.
I like those songs, but not in that movie.
Well, I don't even like their choices.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I can't even remember a single.
Cars or something.
I can't remember a single one.
They didn't even put. There's a Rush poster, but no Rush song.
Yeah. I can remember pretty much every use of every pop song in like a Marvel movie.
Hector,
but
no one's surprised by that.
I know. Because to me, it's a little bit more memorable.
You're just like, have you ever seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
I know. I'm like, those are a little bit more. Dude, the way they use the chain in that is off the chain.
That's too.
It's
different.
So good. It's so good.
I'm talking about the first one.
They use it.
It set a precedent.
Ooga Chaka, the way they use that.
Thank you.
But I don't know.
That first fucking Guardians trailer
is awesome.
Yeah.
I remember seeing it at Comic-Con a year before it came out.
What the hell is
it? And just like, yes, they're doing it. They're going for a weird space movie. What was bad about Ready Player One, Chelsea?
Characters.
Yeah, I literally have blocked it out at this point, and we watched it last night.
Less than 24 hours ago.
That's
I mean, it was more watchable than I thought. I made it through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's almost like the character design of the avatars.
Mm-hmm.
Like he just saves. I mean, it's what everyone says on the internet. Like mm-hmm. he saves her. She doesn't need saving.
Sure.
Really wish they would have flipped it, like, because they lean heavily into, you don't know, maybe this is a fat guy in his mom's basement.
Yeah.
I wish Lena Waithe's character was, like, who he fell in love with, and it ends up being another man. And he's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because he...
That would have been great.
There's so much you could have done there.
But that character was a dumb boy.
Yeah.
It's so God, crazy and the way they, how oh,
that's
that
the worst
movies,
part, the way they touch each
or how
other.
Much that... Oh yeah, they just like barely touch each other.
Can you feel this?
It's movie caress.
A girl, I think. Yeah. Yeah, it didn't do anything interesting with like saying something about the internet.
Mm-mm.
You know, neither
it
did the
book.
It
tried to say something about capitalism, but it didn't land.
Yeah.
I feel like the book really
too,
thinks
you,
it
once
nailed
you were like,
it
oh,
is
it's,
the thing that's funny.
It's Willy Wonka. I was like, God damn it, no one's original.
I know.
I mean,
it's the most Willy Wonka.
You take all of the 80s and put it in your book.
Yep.
You're not original.
Yep. It makes me like...
Especially to make something about the far future and just fill it with 80s references.
Yeah.
So you didn't even create a future, really.
Uh-huh. But don't you think that that's
all
where we are now?
Oh my God.
But see, the movie didn't even say that.
No.
Like, yeah. You know what would have been interesting is if the movie had said... When did it come out? 2018?
Something.
It would have been great if the movie had said, it's the year 2042. Nobody talks about the Star Wars sequels, not because they're bad or we think they're bad, but because they weren't from the 80s or 90s. Like the only ones we talk about are the original. And
the only ones.
The thank you. But just for the movie to say something like, we're obsessed with that era.
Well, it's only because of this one guy that they made a deity.
I know. But you just described
and it doesn't
George
even talk
Lucas,
about the hero worship
Steven
or
Spielberg.
Oh,
you,
right.
You just described every...
There's one guy they made a deity.
Every sort of filmmaker from
God,
that era.
Men need to stop writing movies.
It's hilarious how unaware that book is.
I know.
Of
because
its
everything
own
I'm saying
thing
right now,
that it's even maybe
what you guys
trying
are saying,
to
like,
address.
That's interesting. That's interesting. And because the same way that like baby boomers were born in the 50s after the war.
And they're still like,
and
it's not as good as it was in the olden
and
days.
They grew up to just run stuff and they suck at it. And mm-hmm. it's like a crappy generation overall. And that you could see their effects of their crappiness. The young impressionable minds that grew up in the 80s got to a point today and beyond where they're the tastemakers. They're making the stuff now, but all they're doing is falling back on what they liked as a kid. And they're not too often challenging it, expanding on it, questioning it.
Listening to people younger than
listening
them.
Listening to. So then it's just this cyclical sort of pop culture circle jerk, which is where we are. Mm-hmm. And I realize I'm saying this and I'm like, but Avengers Endgame was my favorite movie last year. Like, it's weird.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
You're saying you're being hypocritical because you don't think it's new?
Yeah, I'm acknowledging that that pop culture
but
that comes from like adapting stuff as opposed to like new stuff.
But mm-hmm. Endgame is... a like an original IP, like it's all Marvel,
right?
It's not leaning on
other movies that came before.
It's not leaning on pop culture. It's not leaning on the zeitgeist.
Right. It tried to kind of forge its own path.
Like Ready Player One, in 30 years, people can be like, what the fuck is any of this nonsense?
Sure. But Marvel will have made some impact the way Star Wars did, kind of a
thing. Just because in the way that a book lives forever, those books fucking live forever. Ready Player One is just an encyclopedia.
Mm-hmm. And I normally love encyclopedias. But yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. Ready Player One made me like Stranger Things more. Because every time we're talking about originality, I'm like, at least.
Ready Player One made me like Shaun the Sheep more.
But Ready Player One did make me embarrassed to be a nerd. Because if you go into the garage right now, that's Ready Player One.
It's not Ready Player One. Hector, we know the difference.
Look at that wall. I'm Ready Player One.
You don't have arcade games as well. You don't have.
If I could, I would. I'm Ready Player One. My favorite one is Burger Time.
But you're... Here's your favorite one is Burger Time, but it's not because Stan Lee's favorite one was Burger Time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the
way that movie's like, I love this because this guy loved this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like hero worship, meaning that like he has no taste of his own.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like, I'm dressed as Buckaroo Banzai. And it's like, oh, Buckaroo Banzai's cool because Fuckface liked it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Even Charlie disagreed with Willy Wonka. He did something different, didn't mm-hmm. he
wasn't supposed to drink those fizzy lifting drinks. It's not like that was a test. He did do something wrong.
Right,
he did break the rules.
Yeah.
And
but how did he end up winning the factory in the end?
Because he's not a little shit.
Because he apologized. But no, because Wonka and he called returned him out on
the
it.
Gobstopper.
Oh,
he returned the everlasting Gobstopper. Everybody else was willing to steal it. That was the real test, was the Gobstopper, because Slugworth wasn't Slugworth the entire time. He was a plant.
Well,
remember Slugworth?
You're talking about, that's Harry Potter.
Yeah, what?
Professor what? Horace Slugworth?
Keller's eyes just
bro.
I'm not following this logic, how we jumped from one franchise to another. Isn't that
the name of the candy company?
Slugworth wasn't Slugworth. It was the Ghostbusters the whole time. What? Are you Ready Player Oneing us right now? Bro, are you Ready Player Oneing us? Are you making an analogy with all the different...
Yeah, no, guys. Slugworth. What? Arthur Slugworth.
He was
Slughorn is Harry Potter.
Yes. Horace Slughorn.
Horace Slughorn. Man, we were both
we're like, where are you jumping to?
You guys are both fucking wrong as hell.
On the same wrong page.
You guys are both wrong.
We're on the same wrong page.
In a different book, Harry Potter.
We Ready Player'd one ourselves. Man,
I guess Keller really is the roll doll.
No, I'm not. I'm not an anti-Semite.
Wow. Okay, he really wants to explain this to us.
Yeah.
Slugworth, the entire time he shows up and he's like, I will give you $10 billion if you give me the everlasting gobstopper.
He was working for Willy Wonka.
He was working. That wasn't actually Slugworth.
Gotcha.
And that was the real test. Because all the other kids were willing to steal it and give it to him for the money. And he gave it back.
So that's why Willy murdered
him. Isn't
it
crazy that it's just like, it's actually just Willy. Hey, Willy! One of the Oompa Loompas was like, Willy! I fucking dropped my hairpiece in the chocolate river again. We got to drain her down.
Yeah. Why did I order this
Southern
Oompa?
God damn. I thought I lost my wig. There's a fat kid down here.
Cletus, get the stick. Got another fat kid. Stuck
God damn
in
it.
Here.
He's got to stop doing this thing where he lets kids in here let every 20 years.
Told him kids are going to jump in there.
Kids are going to die.
It looks good.
They want that golden egg.
Willy was all, it looks like poo water. I said, no. Kids, when you tell them it's chocolate, they're going to test it. They're going to jump in there.
They're going to test it. Now
Tim Burton made it look like chocolate.
The change they made in Willy Wonka, the original one with Gene Wilder, to make them swans laying golden eggs instead of squirrels with golden nuts makes more sense, because where's a squirrel? A squirrel can't give birth to a nut.
That's right.
Where's the gold nut coming from?
That's a great point.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's his testicles.
Yeah, but those are too small.
Roald Dahl was funny.
Yes, squirrels had tiny gold nuts.
He was dirty. He was dirty.
He was a dirty.
Originally, the book was called Fantastic Mr. Fucks, but they had to change it. Too inappropriate. Too inappropriate for children.
Willy Wonka in the Fucklet Factory.
Bed knobs and fuck sticks. Did he write that one too? He did, didn't he?
Chitty chitty bang bang.
That's no, you left it the same. You left it the same.
I didn't have to change it. I didn't have to change it.
That's the easiest one to make dirty.
Set it up. Well, that's the fucking guy who did James Bond. What do you expect?
What does chitty rhyme with? But you left it the exact same.
It's because that's another joke. I'm pretty sure that's a Larry the Cable Guy joke.
It would be a double entendre.
Double, quadruple. Man, that was great. All right, y'all. We are pretty much wrapped up. We talked about.
But also, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? Chitty Chitty. Written by Roald Dahl.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
No?
It was written by the guy who.
Shel Silverstein.
Or was it Roald Dahl?
I think it was Roald Dahl. You told me.
And the fucking guy who did 007.
The Witches was Roald Dahl, right?
That too.
Yeah. Oh, man. The other day, we were playing video games. I was watching Keller play video games. It was so funny. He was glitching out. And I made a joke where I was like, glitches be tripping. And then Keller looks at me seriously. He's like, bitches be tripping. And I was like, what? Why did you correct me? I know that's the phrase. I know that. And then I made fun of Keller. I was like, are you so misogynistic? You had to be like, no, no, Hector. Bitches be tripping. No, not it's glitches.
Only bitches. Yeah.
Oh, so stupid. That was so funny. Roald Dahl wrote The Witches. That's what you told me.
Also that.
But also Chitty Chitty?
I'm pretty sure.
We'll right, never cool. know.
And, but who wrote 007?
Ian Fleming.
Yeah.
He wrote Chitty Chitty?
I think.
I think you're right.
I think it was a
That's
bit.
That's weird.
It was a real, well, weren't they both in the military? So they're probably like, oh, I knew you from Her Majesty's service.
Oh, were they friends? Wait, Ian Fleming and Roald Dahl got together?
Yeah.
Whoa. That's weird.
Yeah.
Bed knobs and fuck sticks and
these are a few of my favorite things.
Big old chitties and tig old bitties.
Bang bangs and
golden nuts. All right.
Yeah, written by Roald Dahl. Story by Ian Fleming.
That's crazy to me.
That's fucking nuts.
I'm going to read all the Bond books.
And Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
In the same universe.
Based on Ian Fleming's novel, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, The Magical Car.
What is the best new original thing that is not a remake or an adaptation? What is the best new...
Because Ready Player One is an adaptation at this point.
Yeah.
The book.
Shoe.
Yeah.
Even the book.
What's he doing?
Hey!
Eating our presents.
Keller, just stand up.
Shoe, I'm going to put you in a stocking.
Keller, just stand up.
Boy!
Shh! got him good. I can't what is the most newest original, what is it, like the movie Get Out? What is it?
Probably
it's up there, right? The movie Get Out, it's like the newest
I don't
original
know.
Thing that's not an adaptation of anything.
It
could be a movie, it could be a TV show, it could be,
it's difficult. I think Swiss Army Man I did love, and it is so fucking bonkers original.
I'm into Primal,
but which it's is, not. It's basically an adaptation is what we've learned.
No, it's inspired by. Because I haven't
Here's
read that
deal.
Book.
Here's the deal.
The book is about two cavemen called Spear and Fang. The show
oh,
is
it's
about,
two cavemen?
Yeah. So I just think he lifted the name from an old
and
Robert E. Howard.
And his love of Conan, probably.
Yeah. Fueled inspired
it.
By.
Good deal.
That I would consider to be original because it's something that's inspired by, but it's
fucking
not.
Samurai Jack.
Yeah. Anyway, we could do this all day. Paddington. Nope. No.
Nope.
That's based off a thing.
Nope.
That's based off a true story.
That's all of them. We named all of them.
That's it. Chelsea, thank you again. Are you ready to watch one more Shaun the Sheep movie and then be done? Or
yes,
are you
so.
Out? Okay.
Are you ready for the Farmageddon?
Yeah.
Farmageddon is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That tone of my voice is how today went.
This is pretty much. Keller, where can people watch Shaun the Sheep movie, : Farmageddon?
Netflix.
That's awesome.
Netflix.
Simple Dimple.
Hop on Netflix.
Yep.
Totally.
Hop on over to Netflix. And next week, we will be announcing
our next series.
Our next.
For 20.
Adventure.
21.
And probably some of this
it's
year.
It's exciting. We're going to watch every movie related to Universal Studios, Los Angeles, Hollywood.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Even the ones that they've gotten rid of. We're going to watch The Mummy again.
Back to the
We're
Future.
We're going to watch Back to the Future.
The Mummy's still there.
Wild World.
Waterworld.
He really hasn't been to Universal Studios in a long time.
Yeah. Who needs to?
Yeah.
We're going to watch every Harry Potter film.
Ron Howard's The Grinch.
We're going to watch every Fast and Furious film that would be relevant to the ride. We're going to watch Peter Jackson's King Kong.
It's 1 through 6.
We're going to watch Psycho. We're going to watch Murder, She Wrote.
Jaws.
We're going to watch Jaws.
and Jaws 3.
And okay, same town?
I can't remember.
Okay.
Thank you everybody for listening. We leave you
We're
with this.
Simpsons. We're gonna watch.
We leave you with this.
Despicable Me is also at Universal Studios.
We will leave you with this. Bye. Chelsea. Okay, see you in a week. Bye.